إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran and through the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explicitly tells us that from the moment of death until a person enters his final abode, either Jannah or Jahannam, either paradise or the hellfire, from that moment of death and every single step thereafter, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will express great forms of regret and sorrow. Will express great forms of regret to the extent that he will call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah jalla wa ala to make that moment that he's experiencing at that particular stage of his afterlife, the last moment of his entire existence, wishing and invoking Allah to destroy him and obliterate him completely. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us regarding the Day of Judgment, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala that on that day, every single servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala will come with every single action he's done in this life, good or evil, and he would wish a distance, a long distance, to be placed in between him and his evil days, his evil deeds. And the reason because of that, the reason due to this, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Because on that day, even after seeing all of the forms of destruction and suffering and adab and punishment on the Day of Judgment, what frightens him even more is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you about himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you about himself. And this is where from that moment of death, as he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. Those people who used to live their lives as if though they used to make a lie upon the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to believe they would never meet Allah jalla wa ala. Until when death comes to them, that moment comes to them in the most least expected time. قَالُوا, they will say, يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا. Woe to us, how much regret we're going through. We've done nothing to present ourselves. We've done nothing to present deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, جَلَّ وَعَلَى, يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. On that day, mankind will remember what they've put forward, and they remember they haven't put anything forward. When is that day? When they will see the horrors, when they will see the punishments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set aside and placed for all of mankind to see. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّى لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, كَلَّا, nay, or no, when the earth is made into powder and the ground is destroyed completely, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, and you see your Lord coming, and you see the angels coming in their rows after rows, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ, and there you see the hellfire being brought close to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى, on that day, mankind will remember. What will he remember? He'll remember what he has lost. He'll remember what he has left behind. He'll remember every single thing he didn't do. He'll remember all of the opportunities that were given to him. Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say, it reached me from my teachers, and it reached them from the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, that the actions of the servants of Allah, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were presented to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Isra wal Mi'raj. And he saw sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the actions of the servants of Allah, his Ummah, were only a few in number, because they weren't given long lives compared to the nations of the prophets that came before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the last nights of the month of Ramadan. And even though he's given us this, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, even though we've been given Ramadan, whereby deeds are multiplied beyond multiplications we can even comprehend or understand, even though we've been given the last 10 nights, which are greater, more virtuous, more noble than any 10 nights, any nights in the entire year, even though we've been given Laylatul Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that is better than 1,000 months, better than 1,000 months of worship. Yet still we find the servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala during this noble and virtuous time, yet still we find the servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala throwing away the opportunity to come and find Allah Jalla wa'ala's mercy. We still find them throwing away the opportunity from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us have stood the night in prayer? How many of us have completed the completion of the Quran, completed the recitation of Quran? How many of us have spent the nights making dua? How many of us have given charity? How many of us have thrown the opportunities that Allah Jalla wa'ala has given to us and thrown it away? Will we not be from these descriptions that Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about, those that will go through every single step, every horror, every azab, every punishment on the day of judgment, and utter words of regret, utter words of horror, utter words of sorrow, utter words of great regret. Hence Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote in his final statement, his wasiyah, his final testimony at the end of his life to the servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala, reminding them of what they have and what they're about to lose, reminding them of how to make the most of their lives. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَاغْتَنِمْ يَا رَعَاكَ اللَّهِ فَاغْتَنِمْ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ فُرُسَةِ الْحَيَاءِ. He says, O servant of Allah, O worship of Allah, make sure you make the most. You make the most of the opportunity of your life. Make sure, he says, you make the most. Most of the opportunity of your life. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مُدَّتَكْ فِيهَا مُدَّةً مَحْدُودَةً. Know, O servant of Allah, that what you have of your life in this world is very, very limited. وَأَنَّ أَنْفَاسَكْ فِيهَا أَنْفَاسٍ مَعْدُودَةً. And the amount of times you breathe in this world is limited as well. You only have a certain amount of breaths. You only have a certain amount of days. Everything is limited for you. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَأَنَّ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مِنْهَا جَوْهَرَةٌ. And rather, every single person, Allah Jalla wa'ala has given them a pearl, or given them some great forms of treasure, غَالِيَةً, that are expensive, extremely expensive, such that there is no measurement and no value of this earth that is worth what they've been given. Every single servant has been given a treasure, a treasure that is so expensive that nothing on this earth can be measured or given its value for that particular treasure he's been given. And he says, what is this treasure? This treasure, he says, is a treasure that will allow you to be in the presence of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. allow you to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a treasure in the sense of your life, a treasure in the sense of the moments of your life, a treasure in the sense that Allah Jalla has given you opportunities to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, how foolish is it for the one that's given a pearl and he exchanges it for nothing at all? How foolish is the one who's given a vast, great amount of treasure and he simply throws it away and allows other people to take it without giving him any form of wealth? He says, O servant of Allah, do not be like this person. You have been given treasure. You have been given your life. You have been given days and you've been given nights. You've been given the month of Ramadan. You've been given the last nights of the month of Ramadan. Don't be somebody that doesn't exchange it for good deeds. He ends by saying the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'atan maghbudun feehima kathirun minan nas. There are two blessings that the vast majority of the people on earth will throw away, will not make the most of. As-sihha wal-faragh. Having good health and having that time. Having good health and having free time. Oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, what lies before us are only a few more nights. The entire month of Ramadan, it feels as if though it only started yesterday. Yet subhanallah, we are only experiencing now the last few days of the month of Ramadan. We have with us, inshallah ta'ala, two more opportunities of odd nights. Two more nights whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have blessed this ummah with Laylatul Qadr if we haven't already surpassed and missed Laylatul Qadr. We have so far, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, three or four more days of worship, three or four more days of Ramadan, three or four more days whereby the doors of Jannah are open and the doors of Jahannam are closed and the shayateen are chained and locked up and a caller calls every single day saying, yeah, oh, a person who wants to do good, come forward. Oh, person, ya baghi al-khayr, aqbil, or the one who wants to do good, step forward, this is your time. Or the ones who wants to do evil, step back, this is not your time. How many times has this caller called every single night? But where have we been? And have we responded? Every night he calls saying, oh, the one who wants to do good, this is your time. This is your opportunity. This is the moment you're going to regret if you don't step forward. But how many of us have answered this call? No, brother or sister in Islam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that your actions are by your ends. Your actions are by your ends. You are defined by how you conclude actions. You are determined, you are defined by how you conclude actions. If you have thrown away the first 25, 26 days of the month of Ramadan, then no, brother or sister in Islam, you still have a chance to define for yourself what this Ramadan truly means to you. You still have a chance to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what these last few days mean to you. And through your actions and through your ibadah in these last few days, this is how you are defined. And this is how Ramadan is defined for you. Be like the Sahaba, be like the Anbiya of Allah, الَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those who used to spend their nights in sujood and in standing to Allah Jalla wa Ala, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ and in مَضَاجِي يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. There used to be those who used to stand up in the late parts of the night, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fear, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sujood, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to conclude the month of Ramadan with ibadah. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the people that have regret. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us of those who have all of our sins forgiven in these last few days. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. As this is the last khutbah in the month of Ramadan, it's imperative for us to know some of the rulings of fiqh pertaining to Eid day, and in particular, the Sadaqatul Fitr or Zakatul Fitr, inshallah ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentions in a hadith reported by Abu Dawood and others. He says, قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ رَضَى He said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ زَكَاتَ الْفِطْرِ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has made Zakatul Fitr obligatory upon the Ummah. Zakatul Fitr is obligatory upon the entire Ummah. Every elderly, every man, every woman, every child. And even according to some of the scholars of Islam, Wallahu ta'ala alam, even a child within the mother's womb. If the child within the mother's womb has passed a particular age, Wallahu ta'ala alam. Therefore, every single servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala must carry out, must pay the Zakatul Fitr. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he explains the wisdom behind Zakatul Fitr. He says, radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, the Zakatul Fitr, he says, is tuhratan lissa'im min al-laghwi wal-rafath وطعمة للمساكين من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من صدقات. He says رضي الله تعالى عنه زكاة الفطر is طهرة للصائم. It's something that purifies the one who fasts من اللغو والرفث. It purifies the one who fasts from every type of evil that he did during his fast. Every sin he committed, every deficiency he found in his fast, the Zakatul Fitr, he purifies his fast. And this was some of the scholars of Islam like Waqi' Ibn al-Jarrah rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Zakatul Fitr is like the Sajdatul Sahu. It's like the prostration of forgetfulness that a person does when he's made mistakes in his salah. The prostration of forgetfulness removes the mistakes and it returns the salah back to perfection when it's presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the Zakatul Fitr is like this. When a person gives Zakatul Fitr, it purifies his fasts from every type of imperfection and deficiency and mistake or sin that the person carried out in the month of Ramadan. He says, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is tuhratan lissa'im min al-laghwi wal-rafath. It purifies the one who fasts from laghu, from evil sins and evil actions. Wa tu'matan lil-masakin, and it's a type of food for the servants of Allah Jalla wa Ala that are poor. He says, whoever gives it before the Salat of Eid, he has given Zakatul Fitr. And whoever gives it after the Salat of Eid, he's only given a Sadaqah. Therefore, our brothers or sisters in Islam, Zakatul Fitr is obligatory upon every single person. And rather, the ulama of Islam, they mention those that are the heads of the families in their homes, for which they have people that are under the support. In their risk, their support, in their wealth, their support, in their food. They are the ones to whom this obligation lies upon, inshallah ta'ala. So a person lives within a home, and in his home he finds his mother or his father. In his home he finds his wife or his children. Even perhaps he finds other siblings or other people in his home that all rely upon him for wealth. Zakatul Fitr is obligatory upon the head of the household, inshallah ta'ala. The head of the household must give a certain amount of food, sa'un, a sa' of food to the poor people. However, this sa' is often given by the charities and the charity companies. The servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala should look to the charity company or should look to the charity organization and give them wealth for which they will then purchase food and give to the poor and needy, inshallah ta'ala. Now, oh brothers or sisters in Islam, that from the fiqh of Eid, that the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must remember Allah Jalla wa Ala by making takbir the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us through the sighting of the moon that it is Eid day, or Eid is going to be the following day. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَا أَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ When the Eid has been seated, when the Eid and the moon has been sighted, and we have completed the month of Ramadan, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say, at that maghrib, the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala follows the sunnah of making takbir to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this is the haqq of the Muslim, the right of the Muslim to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular way. To glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the point of maghrib, he says radiallahu anhuma. While some of the sahaba differed, and some of them chose at the moment of after fajr, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma's view takes precedence due to the fact that the months in the Islamic calendar begin at Maghrib as opposed to after Fajr. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Furthermore, it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring all men and women and children and the elderly to the Eid Salah, inshallah ta'ala. In fact, it was even a sunnah, as Atiyah radiallahu anha used to mention in a hadith reported in Bukhari Muslim, that even the menstruating women were brought to perform the Eid Salah. But they were told to sit in a sitting away from the gathering of jama'ah, away from the congregation, away from the actual place where the people used to pray, so they can hear the khutbah and benefit in the celebration of Eid. It's from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that before the salat of the Eid is performed, as mentioned in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhum, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he mentions that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that before the Eid prayer, the servant of Allah jalla wa ala should eat an odd number of dates. And the reason why he does this is to show himself that this is a day of eating and not a day of fasting. As opposed to Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Adha, the sunnah is to eat after the Eid prayer and to eat if a person can from his actual slaughtering, from his qurbani, his udhiya, from his slaughtering, inshallah ta'ala. But as for Eid al-Fitr, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to eat an odd number of dates. It's also from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu mentions, is to walk if you can to the masjid. And if you're able to walk to the masjid, or if you're not able to walk to the masjid, the sunnah for returning is to take a route other than the route that you came with. It's also from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by many of the Sahaba, including the likes of Anas ibn Malik, Ibn Abbas, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum, that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Eid is to take a ghusl, to take a bath, to purify oneself, to wear clean clothes, and to beautify oneself if they are from the male servants of Allah jalla wa ala, with strong perfume. And it's the sunnah of Islam, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, to take that day as a day of celebration. To take that day as a day of celebration for all believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make it a day of honor and glory for our children, for our family members. Because they will, if they're not given the glories and the celebrations of Eid, then they'll look for forms of glory and happiness in the celebrations of the and the festivals of the kuffar. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to make this day, the day of Eid, a day of celebration. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live until Eid and beyond. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to have many other Ramadans in the future, whereby we have health, whereby we have ilm, whereby we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to make this Ramadan a hujjah for us, not against us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to find Laylatul Qadr. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our du'as, all of our qiyam, all of our salah, all of our recitation of the Quran, all of our fasts, all of our sadaqah, all of the good that we've done in this month. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adill al-shirk wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana. Wa qina adhab al-nar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Qumu lis-salah.